This is a thinking type level 2 green eye, evidenced by the dotted pigmentations. And in this eye, we're looking at the ones that are more generally dispersed, not the focused pinpointed ones. The general rule is the more of these dotted pigmentations a person has in their eyes, the more it increases or exacerbates the thinking need, exacerbates the logical analytical qualities that this person has. So 3 to 5 or 6 is kind of like, I would say, an average or a normal, but there is no average or normal. I've seen as many as 30 of these dots in someone's eyes, and I've seen as little as 1 and have it still be the thinking analytical type. When the accumulation gets great and there's a super amount of them, when you get over 10 or 12, it just like the other type with the lacuna, when you get so many, it almost kind of cancels itself out, and the person goes into different types of strategies in life to compensate for the over-mentalization. Either that or they become the mad scientist, something like that. The body always has a way to compensate, but recognize there are many, many levels of thinking. And when thinking gets too excessive, which means you get color towards the pupil and inside the autonomic nerve ring, those dots will create worry and anxiety. So we have different levels of mental stability here. We have clear thinking and logical understanding. This type wants to be right. It wants to know and understand. It has the need to research and the need for things to be proven. But it also sits on a bed of these neurogenic fibers, those white fibers on the very, very bottom, on the underneath. It's like the foundation of the eye. So this is actually a hybrid in a sense that when you have, what do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5, 6, 7 of these dots in the eyes. So this is kind of a middle of the road amount where that intuitive self or that part of themselves that's sensitive to their exterior environment that feels other people's feelings, they can sometimes feel in the next community or even around the world because it's kind of a connectedness that they feel. So that's in a direct opposition to the part of the mind that wants to know and understand. So in this type, when we have this many of the sore in the eyes, we look at the profession and the career they choose, but we have to understand that this type of person needs knowledge, information, they need a book to read, they need to really, when I'm working with this type, I will never go faster than their ability to understand or comprehend everything. And I let that level of comprehension guide us to where we can go. And I'm constantly checking in with them about how are they doing, and even beginning to take them down and breathe and go into the body and show them the difference between the two. So once again, this type prides itself in what it knows, prides itself in being right. Sometimes it has to be perfect. Sometimes it has to work hard. And those are just things that go along with the development. Those are just qualities that this type naturally is good at or inclined to behave like. As I'm looking at these pairs of green eyes, where I usually start are the places where the dots are the furthest from the pupil, and I'll start in these iris positions. And so we can look at go to the upper left-hand side of your screen and see kind of the tiger stripes. Those tiger stripes, all of those dark brown streaks that are running out, they all actually act like sora. They're kind of a different kind that are formed, but they tend to block an entire area. When they look like tiger stripes like this, what it does is it creates a lot of different abilities to mold and form themselves almost like a chameleon. You can see a lot of the neurogenic fibers in here, and these spots are forming, particularly the one that are very obvious at the 2:30 position and the 4 o'clock position, and in the left eye, and at the 9 o'clock position on the right eye. But these stripes tell me that this person is not so concerned with a lot of the things about being right, because those two lateral spots at 9 o'clock in the right and 3 o'clock in the left are actually in the heart. So this person is actually going to show us a lot of the qualities of more the emotional type while having an eye like this, which is an interesting form of an adaptation or a coping mechanism based on probably some difficult experiences with her father. And so we're able to really embrace the fact of why is she so emotional and breaking down all the time, but this is the analytical thinking type. And this is a great explanation for this and really support this person to go much deeper into their personal evolution. If we move to the pair to the right, at the upper right, we can look out and see some of those freckles in the right eye at the 6:30 position and about 7:30. But we also see a lot of brown that is kind of, particularly in the right eye, it's coming into the pupil. It's like it's trying to hold on or grab onto. So this type is kind of really holding on to the control. Many times this type, because it has resistance to actually, it needs to understand stuff, feels it, but it wants to know what all the feelings mean. What it has to do is it needs to stay in control. It needs to stay a step ahead. It needs to slow things down. It needs to turn everything into information and logical understanding to create a level of safety for itself. And this particular one is going to have a bit of an impatience towards men and didn't feel very wanted by father and is a bit angry about it. And so once again, this type is going to normally develop a challenge with the father, moving them out of their left brains, moving them over to connect with the feminine, the heart, and the experience of allowing. This type will have a very, very, very difficult time generally receiving. So let's look down at the eyes in the lower left-hand side. And if we look in the right eye, particularly at the 9 o'clock position, that whole area in the nurturing area, when you have a spot there, it enhances someone's ability to work. They can become workaholics. These are women's eyes. So this is the right eye for her. So she works very hard in her relationship. And if you're the director of HR in your company, you might want to hire lots of people with these spots in this area of the eye, because it makes for great workers and people that not only work hard, but with the dots in the eyes, they also pay attention to detail and follow through. They're a little slow to get started in the morning. Maybe a cup of coffee or two is going to help. They'll really get going once they get warmed up. They have a great overdrive and they'll always be around to finish the product or the project. On the lower right-hand screen, we have a more extroverted type of ring in this eye, but it once again, it has that brown ring going around it, which is keeping it inside. The biggest fear in this type is generally some sort of criticism, being wrong or being judged. And so this one probably experienced that through the father, some challenging patterns with the father and the mother, and not able to express or get out. So my guess is they've gone to the right brain. The left pupil is a little bit bigger, but they're holding it all in. And this type can deeply develop problems in the gut area because all that energy gets stuck in the belly and it can't move out. Once again, that opening, allowing, feeling, letting go is a very big part of them. And yet this type, because the ring is so far away from the pupil, that denotes the fact that this is an old soul. They have a lot of wisdom and they've been somehow not validated, not respected to get their information out. And it's because they haven't been willing to. You can touch that part of them that has this deep knowing. I would work with them to align with that part of themselves that carries this old wisdom, because they will definitely relate to that, and then help them develop a plan to create the safety so that they can share their wisdom with the world, because this is an old soul that knows a lot and it's most likely stepped on some toes or been persecuted in the past for speaking its truth.